Hello, this is Jim Larson at radio station KICY, Nome, Alaska, inviting you to hear a voice from the past.
On this, our very first day of broadcasting, and daily throughout the weeks and months of the future, you will be able to tune this frequency for the very latest in world, regional, and local news and programs of interest designed for your listening pleasure, entertainment, and enlightenment. This is Art Zylstra, manager of radio station KICY, inviting you to remain tuned to the voice of the Arctic and reminding you of this bit of good news. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
10 years. And who can remember them better now than our current manager, Ralph Fondell?
Art Zylstra's voice was heard on our first morning on the air, April 17th, 1960. I wish we could play you tapes of everyone you have heard over the years. Each person put here, the right people at the right time, the equipment needed arriving when we needed it. These are but some of the miracles that put KICY on the air and have kept us here, telling the wonderful story of salvation for all through Jesus Christ.
Telling the wonderful story of Jesus Christ. That's what KICY is all about. That's what it has been here for the past 10 years. And although we know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is coming again soon, we'll be here telling the same wonderful story until he does come, or until God is through with KICY. Here to look into the future is our current program director, Dave DeVries.
We do not know how long our Lord will keep us here, but we still plan on the future. Recent program changes and our constant search for new programs to reach our ever-changing audience, these point KICY toward distant dates. Our purpose remains the same: provide entertainment, information, and the most vital news of all, the gospel of Jesus.
Another former manager of KICY, Ernie Hansen, once tape recorded an evaluation of this radio station for a special group in Chicago.
We have to stop and wonder just how much the Lord has been able to accomplish through our efforts at spreading his word during that particular day. We have to ask again and again if we've used our efforts and talents in their fullest in order to help reach people. Not just masses of impersonal listeners. It's a question that every one of us ought to ask ourselves at the close of each day. How effectively have I tried by the Lord's grace to reach people around me with the gospel today? You see, your work is not really much different than ours. In a sense, you're just as much our missionaries to the lost in your area as we are yours to the needy people of Western Alaska. We represent one another, and above all else, we all represent the Lord Jesus Christ as ambassadors of His. We must never forget that any place where there are lost and needy people is a mission field, and every person who knows a Savior as his own is a missionary for him. You see, we have no choice. Jesus told his disciples, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth."
Witnesses for Jesus Christ. That's what KICY is all about. And we hope that that's what your life is all about too. Chip Swanson.
God in Christ, the one who made us, died for us, and lives with us, We ask in your name, as you have told us to, continue to use KICY, the voice of the Arctic. May its clear voice be known as one which God is using for the daily and eternal good of all people who hear. May its personal message always be, in Christ's stead we urge you, be reconciled to God. And may its spirit-inspired hope be for what each person can be through Christ our Lord. To the sole glory of God we pray. Amen.
All of us here at KICY would like to ask all of you there, all our friends in Western Alaska, and wherever this record is being heard, to make KICY a part of your daily prayers. Pray that God use us effectively and efficiently to reach souls for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior and King of Kings.